The Italian Wine Podcast presents The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, a new book for curious wine lovers, narrated in weekly installments. Join us on our journey through Italian wine.
Hello and welcome to another installment of The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast. As always, my name is Joy Livingston, your narrator for this series. The Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine is intended as a quick, lighthearted crash course on Italian wine. The material provides a great opportunity for serious wine scholars to refresh on the basics or to use as a reference. At the same time, we hope to bring new fans of Italian wine up to speed. If you're wondering how to get a copy of the book, the Kindle version is available on Amazon, and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. We'll also send you a complimentary paperback copy if you donate any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Find details at italianwinepodcast.com or on our social media channels. Our topic this week is part two of Northern Italy, so pour yourself a glass, sit back, relax, and join this journey through Italian wine. Veneto. Documents from the 2nd century BC report that the Romans were defeated in the Veneto thanks to the effects that the local wine had on the native soldiers. A powerful advert, indeed. The Veneto is not only the largest producer in Italy in terms of volume, it is the region that produces the largest quantity of dock wines in Italy. Alongside the traditional varieties typical of the Veneto, many international ones are also grown in the region, as these were heavily planted here after the phylloxera plight. The first dock in the Veneto was Lugana in 1967, followed by Bardolino, Suave, and Valpolicella. Perhaps the most famous wines of the Veneto are the red wines of the Valpolicella dock, and of course Amarone della Valpolicella DOCG, produced using Corvina, Rondinella, and Molinara. However, there are exceptional white wines here too. Next to the homes of Valpolicella, there is the beautiful hilltop town of Suave, home to the wines made from Garganica. However, the two increasingly well-recognized wines are actually from interregional docks, Lugana, where the white wine is made from Turbiana, or the Trebbiano di Lugana grape, and Prosecco, the incredibly popular sparkling wine made from Glera. Furthermore, the wines of the Moscato Fiori d'Arancio dei Colli Euganei, DOCG, made with Moscato Giallo, are beginning to steal some of the limelight from the other Veneto wines. Trentino Alto Adige. A region of two halves, literally. Trentino Alto Adige is composed of two autonomous provinces, Trentino in the south and Alto Adige in the north. Trentino is almost entirely Italian-speaking, while Alto Adige is predominantly German-speaking. Even the grape varieties are split here. However, there is common ground found in the warm sun-bathed valleys that allow for wines much riper and richer than you'd expect from a region so far north. Trentino. Three native red grapes are Marzemino, Teroldego, Rotaliano, and Schiava. However, the area of Trento is home to many international varieties such as Pinot Gris, Pinot Noir, and Cabernet. Indeed, the most cultivated white grape varieties are the international ones such as Chardonnay and Pinot Blanc, which are used with Pinot Noir in the production of classic method sparkling wine Trento DOC. Alto Adige. Alto Adige, or South Tyrol, Sud Tirol, has vineyards that hug the mountains and foothills of the Alps. Among most commonly planted red grapes are the native Schiava Vernache and La Graine, followed by the international Pinot Noir. The white grapes here are Gewürztraminer, Kerner, and Silvane. Also common are Rosenmuscatella and Gold Muscatella, the first in the form of dessert wines of considerable thickness, the second made in both dry and sweet versions. Friuli Venezia Giulia. Whilst vines were documented in the region as early as the 13th and 12th centuries BC, the area became famous for its wines due to their trading in the Middle Ages. However, a string of bad luck with fungal diseases and phylloxera almost wiped out native vines, hence the replanting of Merlot, Cabernet Franc, and Pinot Bianco grape varieties, which are now considered traditional to the area. For the most part, Friuli Venezia Giulia is synonymous for great white wines, especially those produced with indigenous varieties that find their perfect expression on the hills adjacent to the sea. The first DOC was Collio in 1968, followed shortly by Colli Orientali del Friuli. Friuli Venezia Giulia makes some of the best white wines in the country, and the most important areas for wine production are Friuli Grave, the name derives from the pebbles that cover the ground, Collio, Collio Orientali del Friuli, Isonzo, and Carso. The DOC Friuli Grave is the largest in the region, representing more than half of the wine production in Friuli. Whereas the DOCGs of Rosazzo, Picolit, and Ramandolo provide other exceptional local wines. Emilia-Romagna. Although there was vine cultivation here as early as 6000 BC, the first true vine growers were the Etruscans, who created huge expanses of vineyards in the area near Faenza. With the Middle Ages, this wine production became even more important. Over the years, it took on a key role in this region, which is often referred to as the gastronomic heartland of Italy. Emilia-Romagna is the region that has the largest wine production in Italy after the Veneto, and is one of the most extended wine regions, counting about 60,000 hectares of vineyards. The first DOCG in Italy was awarded here, to the unlikely white wine of Albana di Romagna. Although considered as one region, this is another example of two areas talked about as one. Emilia. Here in the area of Piacenza, the most common varieties are the red grapes of Barbera and Croatina, which characterize the Gottuernio DOC. The native white grape varieties of Malvasia di Candia Aromatica and Moscato Bianco find their home here. Amongst the widespread international varieties such as Chardonnay, Pinot Blanc, and Pinot Gris, Riesling, and Müller-Thurgau. The areas of Reggio Emilia and Modena are dominated by the cultivation of perhaps the best-known wine from this region, Lambrusco. Lambrusco di Sorbara and Graspa Rossa are most common around Modena and are the perfect wines to pair with the tortellini dishes or mortadella cold cuts famous in this area. Romagna. In Romagna, however, the most important grape is Sangiovese, which surpasses Trebbiano Romagnolo, the most common white grape variety in Romagna, in quantity. Mention must of course be given to Albana, the grape synonymous with Albana di Romagna, the first ever DOCG white wine of Italy. Wines to try. La Graine. La Graine is the most important red grape variety of Alto Adige, and that region's native answer to Cabernet Sauvignon. The name comes most likely from Valagrina, a valley in Trentino. It is related to Teroldego and possibly to Marzemino, Schiava Gentile, Pinot Nero, and or Syrah. Usually used to produce dry, still red or rosato, La Graine's DOCs are Alto Adige, Sud Tirol DOC, Trentino DOC, and the Val d'Adige, Ecitala DOC. Tasting note: very high in anthocyanins and therefore very dark in color. It is full-bodied and tannic, with dark berry fruit flavors and a bitter finish. Refosco dal peduncolo rosso. The most famous and important of the Refoscos, and likely Friuli Venezia Giulia's best-known red grape, peduncolo rosso, translates as red stalk, as indeed its stalks turn red fully ripe. used to produce still red wines in Friuli Venezia Giulia, can be found in Friuli Colli Orientali DOC and Friuli Grave DOC. Tasting note. The most aromatically complex of the refoscos, it demonstrates dried red cherry, fresh herbs, almonds, and floral nuances of lavender, geranium, and violet. However, these notes often fail to linger. Small barrels are frequently used for aging in order to help smooth refosco dal peduncolo rosso's tannins, which can be tough and astringent and curbs reduction, which this grape has a tendency towards. Similar to the Cabernets, it can show green notes, especially when not fully ripe. Ribolla Gialla. A high-quality white variety with a long history of production and export, numerous spelling variants such as Rabolla, Rebolla, and Ribuele, usually dry, light, and fresh, but also commonly used to make orange wines, using extended skin contact and oxidative techniques. Some producers are testing its suitability for sparkling wine because of its high acidity, but with mixed results. Despite all the media buzz surrounding these new Ribollas, the best Ribolla Gialla wines are still those made from low-cropping old vines, on hilltop vineyards that give classically dry, perfumed white wines. Friuli Colli Orientali DOC and Collio DOC are the main DOCs. Tasting note. High acidity and a hint of white pepper are typical of Ribolla Gialla unless overcropped. Other flavors and aromas include flowers, like buttercup, citrus fruits, like lemon and tangerine, and minerals. Thank you for listening to this installment of the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine. We'll see you again next Thursday, and remember, the Kindle version of the book is available on Amazon and the paperback is available from positivepress.net. You can also get a complimentary paperback copy by donating any amount to the Italian Wine Podcast while supplies last. Our Twitter handle is @ItaWinePodcast, and check out @MamaJumboShrimp222 on TikTok.
This has been the Jumbo Shrimp Guide to Italian Wine, presented by the Italian Wine Podcast, an advanced listen to the Italian wine story. Join us next week as we continue our narrative journey.